Our governor here in Ohio has just come out with different restrictions and guidelines because of COVID-19. Perhaps your area is like that as well. And looking at that, it was one of those things, boy, I was hoping this would be over. I was hoping we're getting on with life. I was hoping that we could see the end, light at the end of the tunnel type of thing. But for the moment, it's kind of discouraging when you hear these kinds of things. And I know it can be really difficult to have the hope that God wants us to have. So where do you find hope, especially in the kinds of times that we live in right now? There's a key area, I think, that can really be one that we take to heart. And it's one that the Apostle Peter mentions. He mentions this over in 1 Peter, and it's in chapter 1, beginning in verse 3. Notice how he tells us to have the right perspective. He starts by saying, "Blessed be God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to His abundant mercy has begotten us again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead." Now, I'm not sure if you've thought too much about this simple explanation of how we can have hope. We can have hope because Jesus has been resurrected. He was crucified for our sins so that He paid the penalty on our behalf, and now He lives. He came back to life. He is now a spirit being, a divine member of the family of God. And because of that, it gives us the opportunity to have life. And so no matter what's going on around us physically, here we can have ultimately spiritual life. We can look forward to eternal life in the kingdom of God because Christ lives. And so when we look at this, the future's certain. The future is certain. When we stay close to God and we obey Him and we do His will, He says we can have a living hope that no matter what's going on around us, we can look to God the Father and Jesus Christ. And because of His resurrection, we have hope. That's BT Daily. We'll see you next time. We'll